Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Let's see, we have Roberta Fasanelli, Olivia Pope is here, and Warren Eckstein, who's the host of the Pet Show. Do you know who Olivia Pope is? Little trivia.
I don't.
Jennifer, such a scandal.
Yes, it is. Right. Okay. The TV show Scandal. And why do I know it? Because it's one of I like to watch the show on the airplane. It's kind of neat. What's it got to do with Warren? Absolutely nothing. We have some very important things, however, to discuss with regard to your pet. A survey of important pet news to help you through today and the week. Coming up, Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, next on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about a surefire trick guaranteed to lower your blood pressure, keep yourself out of trouble, and get along with everyone? Sounds too good to be true. Well, this is one trick that is absolutely easy to do. Here's the biological science of it. Just keep your mouth shut. It seems that both talking and signing, as in the use of sign language for the hearing impaired, well, they increase blood pressure. Granted, the increase varies given the emotional intensity of any discussion, but just the act of communicating appears to have an effect on the autonomic nervous system, and hey, it increases your blood pressure. What's the cheap psychological trick? As simple as it sounds, if you want to lower your blood pressure and get along with others, hey, keep your mouth shut. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, so Warren Eckstein is here, the host of The Pet Show. Here's some Amazon reviewing that was done. I always like to look at these things, too. Every once in a while, you come across something that just is neat. So here is a product review by a customer who bought some of the Hugs and Kisses. Warren has an excellent line of minerals and vitamins for your dog and your cat, separate line. So this woman writes, this is, let's see here, the first review I've ever written for a product. I heard about this on the Doug Steffen Good Day show. I decided to try it because one of my dogs was having severe skin issues and he was in a lot of pain. When my dogs are on this regimen, their coats are amazing. We have no skin problems at all. They were off of it for a month or two and the skin problems came back. I took all three of my dogs to the vet for a checkup. They aced it and all were complimented on their coats. I highly recommend this product for any pet owner. Plus, they are one of their favorite treats, the dog's favorite treats. So that was that's an unsolicited, nice note from a listener who went to Amazon to buy Hugs and Kisses.
I appreciate that. We get a lot of those. And, you know, it's been, the
it's good stuff. I used to give it to Charlotte. Man,
it's been around
was,
for 25 years, so yep. it's good for skin and color. I appreciate that. Thank you, Doug.
You're welcome. All right, here's the story of Ludovine. Not ludicrous, but Ludovine is a 2.5-year-old bloodhound from Alabama who just won 7th place in the town's half marathon. Did you see this? This is very
I did.
Cool.
It was real interesting to watch the dog running the whole marathon coming in 7th.
Yeah.
The only part that I wasn't thrilled about is why was the dog running out loose to begin with? That bothered me a little bit. But the fact that he ran the marathon.
He runs around the town. This is a small town, 400 residents. Everybody in town knows him. He wanders around and sort of sticks his nose, if you will, in all sorts of places.
I wonder if he'll come in 5th or 6th next year.
I don't know.
Probably starting to, with all the PR, he's probably training right now.
All right. One of the tips this week is to focus on your cat and the litter box. And the question came up from a listener, why would her cat stop using the litter box, which I think is a good general question.
It's one of the most common questions I get, and there are several reasons. For example, if you have a cat that becomes either constipated or has diarrhea and has any pain whatsoever in the litter box, cats learn through association. So if there's any pain associated, that can scare the cat right out of the litter box.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if you change the litter or don't keep it clean enough, that can scare the cat out of the litter box.
Really?
And yeah, absolutely, because cats are, you know, they're creatures of habit. I'll give you an example. When I bring a cat in, a stray cat from outside, and you put down a litter box, the cat has no idea what litter is. So what I I do is I fill the litter box with a little dirt and a little grass from outside, let the cat get used to that because that's where he went before, and then start introducing the litter a little bit at a time. One of the most important things you can do, though, is make sure you clean up thoroughly around the litter box after the cat scratches. Make sure you get rid of any scent there as well. But always, if your cat stops using the litter box, it could be a blockage. You always want to have the cat checked by the vet first.
All right. Excellent advice. Warren has plenty of that. If you go to his website, he's got a bunch of websites, actually. WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com, HugsAndKisses.com. But get your dog and your cat on the Hugs and Kisses program, because, as the lady said, it'll do nothing but benefit them. Warren and Doug on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America!